The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do, sir?
Give the people what they want.
We have the college football playoff national championship game tonight. We had six wild card games all weekend long, and we start where it ended last night with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Straight up giving the Browns a touchdown on their first snap from scrimmage, and it didn't get better from there. Jalen, what happened to the Steelers yesterday?
I'm really enthusiastic about playoff football, and how about your all-pro center snapping it over your 6'5" future Hall of Fame quarterback's head on the first snap of the game. And by the way, he and Connor trying to pick up the ball. Like, one of them couldn't fall on it, Jacoby? Like, they was, you know how bad my knees are. That's how they look. Look at both of these dudes. They can't get the ball. It's the first play of the game.
Ben didn't even hit the ground. Come
on,
Ben.
And then all of a sudden, Big Ben come out the next possession. He throw an interception. Juice Landry gets open for Cleveland. He scores a TD. And before you know it, it is 28-0 in the first quarter.
Wild.
Talk about the Cleveland Browns shocking the Pittsburgh Steelers right out of the gate.
Even with a 28-point lead, you know and I know, we were both watching that game being like, if anyone could blow this lead, it's the Browns. If anyone could blow this lead, it's the Browns. But it was Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb that just powered this offense over and over and over. It seemed like every time they touched the ball, they got 6 yards. And this run into the end zone, it was Chubb and Hunt all day. Can the Browns ride these two into another playoff victory?
Yes, they can, as a dynamic duo. And these highlights, I'm watching y'all, Cleveland. That's a Jedi mind trick. Because you think of Hunt, but he was the power runner yesterday. You think of Chubb, he was the one doing damage in the receiving game. They flipped it yesterday. And so now all of a sudden, they're going to have defenses, Jacoby, really not understanding how to slow these gentlemen down like teams have struggled to do the entire season.
And, of course, we have to salute Baker Mayfield, who did his thing yesterday. Everyone was doubting the Browns. Everyone doubted the Browns after they barely kind of sort of beat the JV Steelers last week. They went right up against their big brother, as they're called, and beat them yesterday. Big salute to the Cleveland Browns. But that was just one of the six games that we have to get to. The marquee game on ESPN and ABC was the Ravens against the Titans. And what happened in that one, Mr. Rose?
Don't sleep on the fact Lamar did hit a couple of passes outside of the numbers, like I told you he was going to need to do to Hollywood Brown. And when that happens, all of a sudden it opens Lamar up to be electric in the run game. How about getting more yards on the ground than Derrick Henry? And really that being the difference maker. Going into this game, we know the stat. The Ravens were the only squad that basically hadn't come back from 10 points to win a football game the last few years. They started out 10-0, Jacoby. They started out 10-0, and they did a really good job. Of course, their defense was physical. Shout to Humphrey. He was great. Peter, he was great getting an interception. But again, this was about Lamar getting his first playoff win.
It was about Lamar, but it was also about Derrick Henry. That man that had over 2,000 yards in the regular season. Look at his numbers from yesterday. It seemed like every time they handed him the ball, there was just a group of people around him. I mean, look at this. 40 yards, his season low. 28 yards after contact. They really bottled up Derrick Henry, which shut down this entire Titans offense. The Ravens defense is something to be reckoned with. And Jalen, did you expect them to do this to Derrick Henry?
Not this. Not a season low in rush yards. Not season low in points for the Titans. Not a season low in total yards. Ryan Tannehill, they got Brown out there on the outside. He's a physical specimen too, Jacoby. They should have got him the football and got him more opportunities. But again, this was about the Ravens staying true to their identity, being physical at the point of attack, and not allowing Derrick Henry to get a full head of steam. Because you know, once he get like 3-4 steps into it, he's stiff-arming and everything. Linebackers and defensive backs, no question about it. So they did a really good job of playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
There was something that happened during this game that leads us into one of our signature segments. It is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Been a lot of discussion about dancing on logos during this football season, and after Marcus Peters got his game-sealing interception, the Tennessee Titans logo was besmirched. It was disrespected. Look at them stomping on it, dancing on it. Jalen, disrespecting your foe's logo in the middle of the field at the end of the game, soft move or boss move?
Get well soon to the legend. The OG Dr. Dre, because I'm playing the song in my head. I've been there. I done that. At Michigan State, we won a game. And you guys think Randy Moss did the moon when he returned to play against the Packers. I sat on the S, okay? And by the way, I didn't think about it. I was going to have to get to the locker room. Of course, I got pelted with coins, and they threw beverages on me as I deserved it. This is the bulletin board material that they needed, the disrespect, the shade. Remember, we talked about it on this show. And last time, their head coach was the only person out there. The only person out there. And now, all of a sudden, you play the game. And they take that as motivation. We talked about that with the Steelers, even when they was 11-0. I told you, I did not like them getting away from their identity and physicality and running the ball and dancing on people's logos. And the Ravens had a chance to get revenge, and they did it yesterday.
It's always a boss move. If you don't want them to dance on your logo, then don't throw the interception. It is as simple as that. And Jalen Anthony Rose, you know I'm a Die Easy fan, but you know I've been on the Bills Mafia. You know I'm with the Bills Mafia. I swear I was there. I swear I was there at Orchard Park yesterday as the Buffalo Bills got their first playoff win in a quarter century. There it is. The Colts came to town and went down. Jalen, is there anything that you saw on Saturday that makes you think that this Bills team cannot make a deep run in the playoffs?
Well, you created stretch mark 4, which we can now use for stretch mark 5. And you also created Die Easy. So you're going to be the first Die Easy fan to make it to a Super Bowl potentially. How about that? For people like me that rooted for their teams for decades on decades and decades and get sheer misery, you get a chance to jump on a bandwagon, and Josh Allen is their quarterback, and he's a terrific dual threat. And then they pick up Stephon Diggs in the offseason, and he breaks all kind of records. But the only thing I'm going to tell you is,
what's that?
They lost Moss. And as the season continued to progress out of the backfield, he was a factor getting carries and catches out of the backfield from Singletary. He's going to be missed in the next game, Jacoby.
The Ravens are a difficult opponent for the Bills to go up against, but guess what? They're going to beat the Ravens, and then they're going to beat the Chiefs, and then they're going to beat the Packers, and the Bills Mafia will reign supreme over the entire NFL. Remember where you heard it first. Bills Mafia for life, or until they lose, and they'll jump on another bandwagon. But Jalen, that one wasn't an upset, but there was a huge upset in the Pacific Northwest, and that was when the LA Rams, without a quarterback, went into Seattle and really beat the Seahawks. Jalen, what happened in Seattle?
I'm so glad that Meek Millie and Drake, I get a chance to see them in the Bahamas at the crap table, because I remember there was a time when Drake said that he was upset. And that's how I felt about this. So you mean to tell me two quarterbacks, one that we hadn't heard of, another one that just came back from thumb surgery 16 days ago, is going to beat Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson?
In Seattle?
Like in Seattle? Like, I can't front for Russ. Aaron Donald being right in front of him has been an issue his entire career. By the way, that's the person Donald has sacked the most. And then Ramsey on the outside. Is he still following Metcalf? Is he still following him?
Metcalf is mad. Metcalf woke up this morning and Jalen Ramsey's at the foot of his bed.
He's like,
yo, leave me alone. Game's over, dog.
He got mad at Russ during the game. Russ like, don't get mad at me, dog. Don't get mad at me, dog.
I saw that.
You know what I'm saying? And so what I think they're going to do, Jacoby, you ready for this?
I think
they need to be a little more creative offensively. Like, you got the strength of Metcalf. You got the speed of Lockett. And you got the championship experience of Russell Wilson under center. And you got Carson in the backfield. They look kind of conservative to me. I can't front, dog. So I'm going to be paying attention if they start to make some changes as it relates to their offensive coordinating staff. Stay tuned.
Really good point from you, Jalen Rose. I'm not used to you having these really innovative, original, insightful points when it comes to these football games, man. I didn't know that I was going to be co-hosting the show with Elmer Fudd today. It is time for News That Matters. Jalen, two co-conspirators, two criminals were in the middle of a robbery. And do you know what they did in the UK? They called the police on themselves. By accident, they pocket dialed the police while they were in the middle of a burglary. Jalen, what do you have to say to these young men?
Tanner, Red, somebody, this is clearly a failed test, first and foremost, right? So you're trying to commit a crime, and then all of a sudden you butt dial the police?
Put that back up again.
This is a failed test, man.
Yourself.
What's the legalization rules like over there, man?
No, it's not legal yet, but something happened. Jalen, tell the people why you're always wearing a hat.
Because I feel like I ain't trying to rock a mohawk right now. That was just for Christmas Day. That was like my red carpet moment. I was cleaner than the Board of Health. I was suited and booted. I had on the remix to the draft red day suit with the black turtleneck. And I had the burst fade on the side. It was crisp. It could be a number 5 in a barbershop. But I got to let the sides grow back for my birthday, January 30th.
We have Tom Brady and Drew Brees both getting big playoff wins and facing off next weekend. And Jalen Rose without a fresh cut. All of that and more. Make sure you stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Tostitos. Get to the good stuff.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, this weekend featured 6 NFL playoff games, and it also featured quarterbacks as old as we are. Tom Brady out here, 43 years old. 43 years old, getting it done against the Washington football team. What did you see from Tampa Bay?
Well, we knew that Washington just wouldn't have the weapons to get it done. And then now all of a sudden, like I told you, don't sneak. Leonard Fournette ran the football well and got a touchdown. As much as we're going to show Tom airing it out to all of those weapons, I'm telling you, balance is going to be the key for the Buccaneers.
Absolutely. And we have to salute a gentleman by the name of Taylor Heinicke. I had no idea who Taylor Heinicke was 3 weeks ago, but this dude was out here throwing the ball, running the ball, diving to the pylon, getting touchdowns. Big shout to Taylor Heinicke. Will we see him again next year in the NFL?
He need to be trying to get a Heinicke endorsement. They sound pretty similar. And he got himself a check. And even if he's not going to be considered being somebody's starter, Jacoby, just that right there allows this. That's Chase Young knowing his name. Chase Young knows his name.
That's when Chase Young learned his name.
Hey, dog. That's why Chase Young pointed to the back of it. He was like, oh, that's his name?
Oh, okay.
Hey, dog. Let me tell you something. He about to be a 15-year backup just because of that right there.
I mean, honestly, would you rather have Taylor Heinicke or Cam Newton as your backup quarterback next year if you were an NFL franchise?
I got a better one for you. Would you rather have Taylor Heinicke or Big Ben?
Big Ben. Big Ben is closer to being with us than he is being with a football team next year. Let's be honest with you. After what we saw. And there's another old quarterback in the league who might be with us next year in the media, and that is Drew Brees, who took his Saints up against the Bears and pretty much made light work of the Bears. What do you think of Drew Brees' performance?
You know, I'm not mad at Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers. I'm hearing some numbers being thrown around. People can't wait to get him some money. I appreciate that. my goodness. But I, like I said all year, again, Michael Thomas was back, Jacoby. If they're going to make it to the Super Bowl and win it, that's got to be the elite record-breaking connection. And that's great to see Cook. And you know how much I love Kamara and all of those weapons. But Breeze to Thomas, that's going to be the key. Your guy Taysom Hill is going to be a big factor next weekend.
He's my guy now? He's my guy now? Any athletic white guy is my guy all of a sudden? Okay. You're not wrong, though.
Okay.
Well, Jalen, I have never, ever, ever related to Kevin Durant before, but I do now. Because sometimes you go missing, Jalen, and people ask me where you're at. Sometimes you go missing, and people ask me where you're at. And now that is happening to KD about Kyrie. Let's listen to Top 5 Dead or Alive, Kevin Durant.
I won't speak about Kyrie. I'll let him do that for himself. So I'm sure you guys will see him soon whenever he comes back. And we support him 100% and pray for the best.
Where's Kyrie? Like, where you at, dog? Where are you?
It seemed like his professional energy changed after we saw what happened at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., because that was the day that ultimately he ended up not playing that night for personal reasons. Fortunately for him, the Caris LeVert saved them that day. And even more fortunate that Kevin Durant came back against his former team, got a double-double, and played, like you said, top three dead or alive, by the way. And so now he has to go to the press conference, and now it's like watching the movie Belly. That's your man.
That's
your man. Like KD, we were talking about you guys coming here and winning a championship. When we can't get him on the phone, we're going to call you, and rightfully so, because that's your man.
Your man. No one knows where Kyrie Irving is. No one knows why Kyrie Irving isn't showing up to work, and no one has a clue. And KD will not even entertain the question, says, I will let Kyrie speak for Kyrie. Eventually, at some point, some way, somehow, we will find out what is going on with Kyrie Irving. But until then, it remains a mystery. Remains a mystery. Well, he's giving some checks up, missing these games. Jalen, do you remember before the draft and last season when we would celebrate the gentleman by the name of LaMelo Ball, and we would talk about how he is going to be a great rookie in the league and how every GM that didn't draft him is going to be upset about not drafting him? And over the weekend, he almost had a triple-double, but he was an assist shy, I believe. Oh, wait. And then he actually had a triple-double, youngest to ever do it. When will the rest of the country and the world catch up to us in celebrating the gentleman by the name of LaMelo Ball?
All I know is this. I've seen him do maybe three national multimedia outlet interviews. One was in high school when he was playing in Ohio. He and LeVar were gracious enough to join us. And I even got adopted into the family, Jacoby. Mm. Did a couple of more, including the draft. Now, going into the draft, I want you to repeat into the microphone what you told every general manager and fan base should happen if they had the top pick in this year's draft.
Don't be the general manager that passes up on LaMelo Ball. Don't be that person. And there are two of those people walking this planet right now that did not draft LaMelo Ball when he was available. And now there is a 6'8 point guard dishing out dimes, getting triple doubles in the National Basketball Association.
How about this, dog? I'm trying to tell you, like, The ball has kinetic energy. It's infectious. When you have a guy that's going to pass you open, everybody runs faster. Everybody feels better about their life. I played NBA basketball for 13 years. I had one triple-double. This dude got the earliest triple-double in the history of the league.
You had one triple-double?
Exactly. Now you see why I drove 2.5 hours to Boston to go interview him.
Time out. You got paid for 13 years, but you only played for 12. I'm not counting that last year in Phoenix. I'm not counting that one. When we come back, we will preview the national championship game
Shout
that is happening
to JJ.
Tonight.
Good job,
on
Coach.
ABC and ESPN.
Good job, JJ.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, after watching football for 48 straight hours, we have more football in front of us in tonight's national championship game between Alabama and your Ohio State Buckeyes. Look at you. You know you will be rooting for the Buckeyes tonight in the Big Ten.
Whoa.
You know. Look at you. Look at all of you Michiganders. Going for the Buckeyes. The Midwest stays together, right?
Whoa, this is unprofessional, irresponsible journalism. Is that Heisman Trophy winning Desmond Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Heisman Trophy winning legend Charles Woodson, my brothers? We would never root for the Ohio State Buckeyes. Never.
Yeah, you would.
They own but they don't own Nick Saban.
I don't think Wood or Desmond's going to come back on our show after seeing that Photoshop. What a game tonight.
Back.
And Jalen, one thing that we love on this show is power couples. Both you and I are lucky enough to be a part of a power couple, and we have a brand new Instagram official power couple, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Jalen, your thoughts on this
Shout
new union
the OG,
in the culture?
Shout to the OG, Steve Harvey. Shout to Michael B. Jordan. And it was great over the last couple of days to see Lori Harvey knighted by Black Twitter. All hail to the queen.
All hail to the queen. That is Lori Harvey. National championship game tonight. Make sure you listen to our podcast with us. Always exclusive content. We'll be back tomorrow ESPN at 2 p.m. We give the people what they want. Part of that is giving exclusive podcast content to the people. And Jalen Anthony Rose, we have a great staff on this program. And we always try to name everybody, but we can't. But there's a gentleman by the name of Tommy, who is our director. And he's the OG of the family. You know, he gets the big piece of chicken. He sits at the head of the table. He's Tommy. However, when I order wings, what do I get, Jalen?
Jacoby asks for flex only.
Why you gotta say it like that? Why you gotta say it like that?
Because that's how you say it.
Why you
Can
gotta
I
say it like that?
Only have flats, and then the person
flats
gotta.
Only.
Then the person gotta get a little closer to the table and be like, "Excuse me," and then
Hold
he like
on.
Flats only. And then some of the places like, "Well, we don't do that, sir."
That has happened. They'd be like, "Nah, that's." So when I get wings, I get flats only. Now, first of all, Jalen, I know you're not clowning me for modifying an order because I've never heard you order something off the menu without modifying it. You've never in your whole entire life ordered something without modifying it, ever.
Before you get into the story, I got a dirty secret for you. Black people never order directly off the menu. Never.
Cultural.
We don't add something. I need some extra onions. I need some extra mushroom. I need to make myself believe that you took time and energy to make my plate special for me.
Well, our director Tommy said he doesn't know what flats are. And Tommy's not a young man. How do you not know what flats are? Am I alone in this? Am I alone in this? Am I alone?
Jacoby. I got you. You want me to tell you why he didn't know? The same way I didn't know about like avocado. And like before work, you'd like to stop at downtown LA and get a smoothie.
Mm.
Or you like to eat sushi. I bet those are all things that Tommy doesn't like. You know why? Because it's cultural. He said the only one he likes is avocado. See, I was right.
Jalen Anthony Rose loves sushi restaurants, hates sushi. Loves sushi restaurants, hates sushi. Like, no, they got hot sake at other restaurants too, Jay. Like, yo, his favorite place to go, sushi restaurants. Least favorite thing to eat, sushi. They can get you hot sake anywhere, dog. They can get you hot sake anywhere. It's true. Have you ever even tried sushi?
I never really tried it. I like the baked crab rolls that we get at
Takami.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like those baked crab rolls. Those is money.
So yo, Jalen Anthony Rose, we go into with this one sushi restaurant downtown Los Angeles. He knows everybody's name. The bus boy, the hostess, the bartender, the server. And all they have on the menu is sushi. What does Jalen get? Hot sake. That's it. Hot sake. Like, how many times have you been here? It's like in there twice a day. Just hot sake. Hot sake don't even taste good like that.
So, Tommy, let me tell you what flats are. So, there's drumsticks that are small, mm-hmm. and they're the flat piece that come with it. When somebody places an order of chicken wings, it's basically not the whole wing, it's split into two pieces.
And chicken wing. Yeah, chicken wing. It's that two bone wing is the flats. That's called flats, Tommy. That's called flats, Tommy. And they're better than the drumsticks, because the drumsticks got that weird tendon that's attached to the bone I don't like. You know that weird one? That one weird tendon that's attached to the bone?
I don't like that one. Yeah, the dark one.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I don't like that one. I go flats only.
See, when I cook wings, you'll never see or taste. That was never a factor. See, that's a restaurant. See, that what you just said right there is the difference between eating at a restaurant and eating at home. I would never give you a plate of wings that had that on there, ever.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I got a cultural question for you, and I can speak about this on the podcast because my wife doesn't listen to the podcast or watch the TV show. But my wife she's an African American Caribbean young lady, and one thing that she does is something that I don't think white people do is when she cooks dinner, she'll just cook it and have it done like 2 hours before we're supposed to eat. Like she like timing to her, she's like she'll cook things and just have it be done 3 hours before we're supposed to eat it, and then like kind of reheat it a little bit. Is that cultural?
I'll tell you what that is. It's definitely cultural, but here's what that also is. Y'all really don't appreciate me when it's hot. Trust me, I cook. Y'all don't appreciate me when it's hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it prepared, seasoned, cooked. I'm going to the Twins. Hey, what do you want? What time are you hungry, Q? Hey, Jacoby, what time are you gonna be there? Oh, I wanna go play basketball. Oh, I need to do something with Jalen. Oh, I need to disappear from the kids because it's 3 playoff games. And then it's like, all right, you know what? Instead of me trying to act like I'm making breakfast at 10 and lunch at 1 or 2, and then I'm making dinner right at 6 and sit down like a happy family and everybody's gonna sing Kumbaya and be on the same schedule. You realize I'm just going to make sure these people got something to eat.
Yeah,
you know who's going to eat when it's hot? I am. That's what she gets up and make her a plate. That's how you do that.
Oh, you know what she did on Saturday? She had the red beans and rice. Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. Red beans and rice is so good with the sausage in it. She killed it. Sometimes my wife will look at me after she has a bite of her own food and she'll be like, I can cook. She just feels herself. She'll be like, man, I could cook. That happened this weekend. She had the red beans and rice. She just took one bite and looked right at me and was like, man, I could cook.
Because life is about stats. It's no different than if you feel like you put it down in the bedroom. You don't say nothing after a 2-minute performance. But if you say feel like you put it down, that's what you say. That's how you
can't relate. Can't relate. Can't relate. 2 minutes is long for me.
You're like, man.
2 minutes.
You felt like you boxing, huh? Like,
I call that 120 seconds. That's 120 seconds. Come on now.
You're like, man.
Yo, I can't front. I love the NFL on Nickelodeon. I was watching with my kids. We had SpongeBob in the uprights. We had the slime on the... Don't put your hat back on, dog. No. So for those that don't know, Jalen's growing out his hair, and I don't like you without a good haircut.
I'm at a bad stage, man. I'm hanging out with Kyrie right now, dog. I'm at a bad stage.
You and Kyrie, that's what happened to Kyrie. He's growing out his hair. He's wolfing it. That's why he doesn't show up to the games.
Everybody always wondered what it would take for me not to have a fresh cut. It's the people storming the White House. Me and Kyrie, we boycotted.
Put your hat on. I don't even like looking at you. Man, this is like Shaquille O'Neal being 4'6". Like, this just doesn't seem right.
But you know what? I got to tell Kyrie something. You know, you put his phone up on the show the other day. Like, you ready for this? That battle there, that wasn't for us, dog. We need to stay on the sideline and just allow y'all to figure that one out, dog. It's like I ride down the freeway and I see somebody in a burning vehicle. I'm a great Samaritan. I'll call 911 and scream loud as anybody. I'll videotape it. I'll do whatever I can to get assistance. I'll do whatever. But you know what I'm not gonna do? Get involved. That's what I'm not gonna do. I am not gonna, that person better have my last name or be in my phone, or we must better be getting money together. Or work on this show or something.
Is this a New York thing? Because other people's problems are not my problems. Other people's emergencies are not my emergencies. Like, that's your emergency. That's your problem. You can call 911. I'm going right past you. I'm good.
Like, I'm in the car for a reason because I'm headed somewhere.
Your problems are your problems. Your emergencies are your emergencies.
Now, I'll call 911, though. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that.
Big shout out to Nickelodeon, though. Nickelodeon needs to be... They had the kids doing the game. I love watching Nickelodeon.
So, Jacoby.
Yes.
Let me tell you why I was proud watching Nickelodeon. Because Nate Burleson is like my little brother, one of my mentees in this game. I remember bringing him to Bristol, Connecticut when he was still playing in the league because I didn't have to remind him that the Lions weren't making the playoffs.
I was about to say, he's on the Lions, so he got free time.
I did not have to remind him that. So you're going to be available these next 4 years after the season, I promise you. I promise you. Those are the Matt Miller years. I like, dog, I promise you. He started his clothing line, Lion Blood. He embraced the city. Shout out to Ty Mopkins. That's my dog. But I'm like, y'all ain't making the playoffs, dog. And he started to work on his multimedia stuff. He crushing them. Multiple TV shows. You see, he linked up with my guy, James Brown. I used to do radio for JB in 2002, 2003, 2004, while I was still in the league and doing Best Damn. And so to see Nate in that position for Nickelodeon and on the big stages, it was dope. And they did a great job production-wise, too.
So on the podcast, I can say things that I'm not supposed to say, but I might have been with a high-powered ESPN executive, and they were like, man, we got to get Nate Burleson. I'm about to poach him. We're about to poach him. Big shout out to Nate.
That's how the game works.
And everybody that works on Good Morning Football, good show. Shout out to them. You can watch that in the morning, but you got to watch J&J in the afternoon. And we always say we give the people what they want. Okay? They put us on. Yo, dog, you see they put us on ESPN 2 today? I was going to cut my hair this morning. I was like, oh, we on 2, so whatever.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I had on my sweater from watching football this past weekend. It had stuff spilled all on it. And I was like, I'm going to carry my nice shirt. Certain shirt I ain't wore in a while. The checkers, the suede. And it was going to be on ESPN. And then when I heard we was going to be on 2, I was about to really wear the other zip up. It was just too dirty. Like, I looked at the white hoodie and I went closer to the mirror. I was like, yeah, this is just too dirty. Like, if I was doing the show maybe on FaceTime, you wouldn't be able to see it. But, like, I'm going to the studio. I'm like, it's just too dirty. You know, so I was forced to wear my nice shirt today being on 2. And this is what you're going to miss on ESPN today. You're going to miss people breaking down how Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt played role reversals in the football game yesterday to keep the defense off balance. It was Chubb out of the backfield. It was Hunt off tackle, getting into the red zone, getting into the end zone. And man, they beat the brakes off the Steelers.
That Hunt run. That Hunt run, when he stood up the defender and then kept the legs going and drove his way into the end zone, that didn't feel like a Steelers defense to me.
I haven't seen
a Steelers defender do that in a long time.
I got an unpopular take, dog. I got an unpopular take.
Let me hear it.
And I root for the Lions. Let me preface it by saying that. I wouldn't want Big Ben to be my quarterback next year, dog.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm good.
I'll take Tyler Haneke.
He is a statue back there. I'm good.
I'm telling you, man.
And when you get the brakes beat off of you like that, let me give you some blame to go around. Because you know I keep it 1,000. I'm going to start at the top. Hey, Mike Tomlin, I want to see Watts first carry on 4th and 1.
Okay.
I don't want to see his first carry on 4th and 1. That play didn't have a chance.
That ain't TJ. That ain't JJ. That's the other Watt. That's the Cooper Manning.
You know I'm big on identity, and I told you all year, Juju dancing on people's logos. That ain't like the Steelers. They're about toughness. They're about the grind. They're about running the football. And James Conner could even bend down to pick up the ball at the goal line. And they expect him to get 100 yards rushing?
You know, when that ball went over his head, he could have picked it up. He didn't even – you know who Ben Roethlisberger is right now? He's that dude that can't tie his shoes unless he's got to put his foot up on a step or something. Like, that's who he is. All he had to do was fall down on the ball. It's the first play of the game. All he got to do is just fall down on the ball. He didn't want to do it.
It's more blame to go around. Come on, Pouncey. You an all-pro. First play of the game. You got to be calming the team down, not snapping it over Ben's head. And Ben, you can't come out throw an interception on the first possession. And then defense, you can't let Jarvis Landry slice and dice for a touchdown. Like, come on now. It was 28-0 in the first quarter. Changing everybody's plans. And then you're like, wait a minute, that is Cleveland. That is Cleveland. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to keep watching. That is Cleveland.
Man, we got this. These games coming up this weekend are just bigger and bigger and bigger. I can't wait for those. We're going to preview those coming up. But we always say we give the people what they want. And part of that is taking your questions. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, we will take your calls. And if you give Reggie a shout out, we'll put it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, it's your boy Tanner in L.A. Shout out Reg, shout out Tommy, Victor, Don, Dev, D, the whole crew. So I got a question for y'all. I look more like Jacoby than Jalen, but I do understand the importance of having good hair that you can be proud of and take care of. It's getting long, and barbershops are all closed in L.A. Now, my girlfriend cuts her own hair, and she wants to take a chance at cutting mine, too. Now, I'm pretty particular, and if anything went wrong, I don't want to be mad at her. So, since I can't see my barber, and my hair does need to be cut, should I just let her do it? Let me know what y'all think. Can't wait to hear your response. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
First of all, Tanner work on the show. I don't know why he felt like he needs to call and leave a voicemail. Like, no, you're literally in our ear. You can just ask us a question, Tanner.
Tanner's a legend. Let Tanner live, dog.
And if the people that don't know, Tanner works on the show. And Tanner has flowing locks.
The best.
Like, he doesn't have hair. He has flowing locks, like down to the middle of his back. He's got hair ties and scrunchies and man buns and all of that. And one thing I know about Jalen Anthony Rose, and you've said this over the last 10 years over and over and over again, you're really jealous about white people with long hair. You really are.
Well, I want to modify that. I'm jealous of anyone with long hair.
Okay.
Superfly was the first person that made me fall in love with that style. Troy Polamalu. I seen him in a commercial over the weekend. He has amazing hair.
Great hair.
I remember my guy TJ Houssman-Zada had amazing hair that I loved. And you're right. Trevor Lawrence does look at this guy like, man, he got gray hair. Tanner has gray hair.
Tanner's got
Trevor
gray hair.
Trevor Lawrence says that. He says that out loud. And so here's my advice, Tan.
Tell him. Tell him, Jay.
I say don't cut your hair at all. I'm still recovering from Christmas Day. While I am in Michigan and I can get away with wearing suede and thermals and stuff, wearing these skull caps on these lights is hot. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I don't want to be rocking a mohawk on television. I don't want to look back at the footage. It's almost like the people at the White House that were storming the other day. I don't want y'all to look back at 30 years and see footage of me wearing a mohawk on this show.
Yo, I mean, so we got to talk because Andy Authentic is your barber, one of the greatest barbers of all time. And he literally, Andy Authentic is just like, he's a legend in the game just for hooking you up. Have you guys had a difficult conversation about what happened on Christmas? Because you're conflict averse. You don't really like to go head on with people like that. Have y'all had that conversation, though?
So let me tell you what my mind frame was as I ended 2021.
Okay.
Is that...
We're all going through it, Jay.
I wanted to make sure that when you walked into the barbershop, I had multiple signature cuts. So I got the signature cut, you know, with the taper and the 360, shout to Reg the Ledge, and Shiz 215 to help tip them off along with my guy Hawk in the ATL. And then I got the one with the cross in the back. Rocking the 360s on the left.
Reggie Bullock got that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Reggie Bullock got it. I think he dyed his blonde or something. But you know, it's a little Jalen Rose inspiration.
That's dope. That's love. And then I got the inspirational Half Moon Caesar when I saw Only Built for Cuban Links was having his 25 year anniversary. And I was about to interview Nas on Renaissance Man. So I had to go with the Half Moon Caesar look. And then I had to hit him with the curly all natural look. Just let my brain breathe that. Like Steph Curry. You know,
I like the curly all naturals. Yeah, those look good.
I felt like Steph Curry. You know, when he had the tight braids, he was getting commercials, but he wasn't making threes. And then all of a sudden, he let his brain
105
breathe.
105 in a row. Exactly. 105 in a row.
Take it from Tanner, Steph Curry. You got to let the brain breathe. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, he's making 105 in a row. And then he was scoring 60-plus in the game. But then, Jacoby, something happened. I had that perfect look. That was the perfect look. I should just rock that for the next
should've
couple of years.
Should have just done that. R&B Jalen. I loved R&B
Jalen.
And
then you know what happened?
You got greedy. You got greedy. You got greedy with it. That's exactly what happened. I'm glad you can admit it.
I got
you. You try to get an A+ instead of an A. Like, no, you got an A. You know what I mean? Don't try to get an A+.
With the burst fade on the set. No. Not realizing, like, you damn near 50, dog. You can't be cutting your hair bald on the side. It might not even grow back. And then it's one thing for you to be wearing a part in your hair and you... three times older than most 15-year-olds that wear it. At least you could get away with that one since we see you doing it when you was 19, 20, 21. We ain't see you with no mohawk, dog.
No. And also, you late with that. That was 2017. I don't know why right. You're trying to do that in 2021.
Me seeing myself with a mohawk, to be honest, is like seeing Steph Curry trying to rock braids.
Exactly.
That's why I need to let it grow back.
Well, listen, I appreciate your maturity. I appreciate that you can speak into a microphone and understand this about yourself and just really look in the mirror and do this. But there's something I'm very concerned about, Jalen Rose. It is now January 11th, right? It's January 11th. And we're not even celebrating your birthday, dog. Like, we got 19 days. Like, there's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do.
That's the problem.
How are we going to celebrate your birthday, Jay?
That's
how are we
going
to celebrate?
Problem. Because usually, over the last 10 years... David Jacoby and I, whether we were doing the pod once a week, twice a week, and for you youngsters out there, when you want to get into this game, this program was not in either one of our contracts.
Didn't make a dime off of this.
This is a passion project. So I hear people out here like, oh, I worked for free for 6 or 12 months or for two. No, we was doing this show for like 5 or 6 years before it was ever in black and white.
For nothing.
Don't ever get it twisted. But each of those years, we celebrated my birthday after every show.
I know.
For at least a month.
What are we going to do? Jay, we got to do something for your birthday, man. What are we going to do?
We're going to play basketball. Right. I'll come play basketball with you for my birthday. That's what I'll do.
Let's do it. Yo, Jalen just coughed so hard that his eyes are popping out of his head.
You are right? I'm just sweating. I told you I was hot.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. I might be.
You might be.
We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people.